In India, food prices are low. This keeps poor people from starving. It also means little profit for farmers. That's caused Indian farmers to take to the streets. They're demanding the government of Prime Minister Narendra Modi forgive their debt and set higher prices for produce. NPR's Lauren Freyer traveled to rural Maharashtra to meet farmers, a powerful voting bloc in the upcoming election.
Sanjay Sate grows onions on about an acre of land on a roadside.
Onion.
This little farm prospered under Sate's grandfather and father. Now the family has a side gig raising goats because the price of onions keeps falling.
We're looking at about a football field-sized onion field. And how many onions can you grow in this field?
From a good harvest, he says he can make the equivalent of about $350. That has to last his family half a year. But this harvest was not good. He made a paltry $15 and decided to pull a stunt. Sate sent a money order for his entire profit, that whopping $15, to the Prime Minister of India, who's running for re-election. Sate wanted to show him how little farmers have to live on.
The government neglects farmers. It gives tax breaks to big business, and it plays up controversies over Hindu temples and such, all of it for votes. But look at us. We're dying here.
He's not being dramatic. There's been a suicide epidemic among Indian farmers as food prices drop and pesticides and fertilizers get more expensive. This Indian government has been cautious about meeting farmers' demands for higher food prices, says economist R. Ramkumar.
Farmers want higher prices, consumers want lower prices. So there is enormous opposition to the idea of increasing the minimum support prices for farmers because it is argued that it will lead to inflation.
In the case of onions, there's no minimum price, so it's particularly volatile. In recent weeks, the price of onions has dropped by more than 80% because of surplus and fewer exports. Workers pack onions at Maharashtra's wholesale market. My producer and I found rows upon rows of flatbed trucks overflowing with onions, rotting in the sun.
So they wait to see if the prices will go up. So they waited, and now these have become really old.
Whose onions are these? Is it someone here?
Farmer Vijay Gayal simply refuses to sell at a loss. At this rate, he says he can't even afford the rent on his truck. The farmers all look desperate. Meanwhile, Farmer Sate got his money order returned from the Prime Minister, and he got some somber news from fellow farmers. Two local onion growers had killed themselves. Sitting cross-legged on her cement floor, Irabai Jadhav describes how she lost her son. He was about $40,000 in debt. He drank pesticide in late November. Irabai's husband died of a heart attack 12 days later, and now she is left with all of their bills.
My son was the only one educated in our family. He's the only one who understood the loan documents. I'm worried about how I'll feed his children. I rue the day we ever became farmers. The farmer dies feeding this country, but no one fights for the farmer.
With elections coming, political parties are fighting for farmers' votes, offering to forgive debt owed to state banks. But many loans to farmers are private and predatory. Interest rates average around 40%. Half of India works in agriculture, and people here say onion prices can sway elections. The widow Irabai Jadhav's family says whoever's willing to help them will have their votes. Lauren Freyer, NPR News in rural Maharashtra, India.